Virginia's regional fly-in returns from hiatus with a bigger airport, more amenities, and discount fuel. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is DeWitt Whittington, or we'll call him Dee, the public relations chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, which took a year off last year, and before that was known as the Virginia Regional EAA fly-in. EAA, of course, is not in the name of a lot of regional fly-ins now. There's an additional factor of interest in this year's fly-in in Virginia in that the event is being moved from its longtime home to a new airport, and we're here to talk about some of the changes that are coming about. Dee, thanks for taking a few minutes out of what I know is going to be a crazy, hectic couple of weeks for you to talk to our listeners today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk to the aviation community.
June 14th and 15th is Father's Day weekend. That seems like a good choice. Before we get to this year's event, though, tell us a little bit about the October event that ran up through 2006 at the Dinwiddie County Airport.
Well, yes. We ran for 10 years as the Virginia Regional EAA fly-in, and at the Dinwiddie County Airport, just about 25 miles south of Richmond, the state capital. And that airport had a number of positives, including a fairly central location in the state and a good bit of acres to park airplanes on, and updated runway taxiway system and all those sorts of things. But we overall were pretty successful. We did get nailed by a couple of hurricanes, unfortunately. But
right.
We did run into 2 years in which we ran out of spaces to park airplanes. And that, plus some other factors, just caused us to decide that we needed to move, including the fact that Suffolk for years had been essentially coming to us repeatedly saying, we want you down here. But the Petersburg or Dinwiddie County location, as I say, it allowed us to grow and to learn a lot and to gather volunteers, which are critical in this sort of an event. How to organize and get support and teach our essentially let our vendors know that we're a real event that can not only be fun but make them money.
Well, now tell me a little bit about the move, because you say Dinwiddie County Airport had room, but yet you kind of outgrew it.
Well, what happened is there's room and there's room. There's acreage that you can taxi an airplane on.
Ah.
So part of our problem there was that airport had had a good bit of its grass area that just wasn't, let's say, taxiable. Unfortunately, the airport happened to be built back in 1943 on what was essentially swampland. So there was a whole network of drainage underneath, and some of that was collapsing and not doing well, and so there were a number of factors having to do with just being able to utilize it. So when we ran out of, we say we almost ran out of space at something over 400 airplanes on a Saturday, it had to do with usable space on the airport.
All right,
Suffolk Airport is larger to start with, plus it has a lot more usable acreage.
Now, I have not been told by too many air festival organizers that they've been recruited by other airports. This was going to involve some risk to move it to a new location. How far away from Dinwiddie is the Suffolk Executive Airport?
Well, Dinwiddie is about, let me see here, I guess about 60 miles south. Suffolk is the move required moving. It's actually Suffolk Air is just north of the North Carolina line,
mm-hmm.
About 15 miles north, maybe 35 miles west of the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, which many of your listeners may have a better vision of where it is. So there's no doubt that from a flying standpoint, it wouldn't make a lot of difference. From a driving standpoint, for people who drive into these events, and we know that happens. A lot. It definitely adds some extra time. I'd say, the difference is about 60 miles, and it's easy to get to, but it was definitely something that we thought of carefully. And so now, if anything, I've been doing a lot of my contacting people and public relations work trying to tell all the North Carolina aviation community, specifically the EAA community, that that we're going to be at a new location much closer to them. And in fact, I must publicly thank the Division of Aviation in North Carolina because we sent them 300 posters and they mailed them out to all North Carolina airports and even some in South Carolina, which was a real, real benefit, I'm sure, to us.
Well, now you have moved 60 miles away from the people who have been driving to it so far, but you find yourself now in an area of greater population from which to draw as well.
Oh, absolutely, and that's a big plus. Another reason that Suffolk was so attractive. We went into some databases online and found that we had over 1.3 million people who could drive to Suffolk Airport within 45 minutes, and that basically is all Greater Hampton Roads, the largest port on the East Coast, and the home of Langley Air Force Base and Oceana Naval Air Station. Fort Eustis Army, just lots of military installations, which gives us a type of population that's probably a little more attuned to aviation than the general population, plus just a lot more people. So we definitely expect to have increased drive-in and local attendance than we had at our previous location.
Okay, Dee, I know that this is going to be an issue in terms of volunteers, and when we come back from our break in a moment here, I want to talk about that and also some of the things people can expect at the Suffolk Executive Airport. My guest is Dee Whittington, who is the Public Relations Chair for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Flack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. It's coming up at the Suffolk Executive Airport in Virginia, and it's going to be the weekend of Father's Day. That's the 14th and 15th of June. Dee, now you have moved this event. First of all, it took the year 2007 off in the process, but you're coming back in 2008 on a new date at a new airport. How many of your existing volunteers have hung in with you, and how are you doing in recruiting new ones?
Well, I can't give you any details on that. I'm not the volunteer coordinator, and I don't have that data. I'm sure we'll have a better idea when things are all over as far as where people came from. We were very worried about that, but as of right now, the latest I can see is that we are doing better than we really thought. The volunteers have come in quite nicely and are continuing to sign up, which they can do on our website, which we changed the name of, by the way, to virginiaflyin.org. Very easy to remember, virginiaflyin.org. And that is the main way people sign up, and it goes right into a database for our volunteer coordinator to handle. So right now, again, I think because of the concentration of population down there, we're getting extremely good response. And of course, yes, I know some friends of mine who I've been talking to try to get them to come down who used to be regulars, may or may not. That's just the way it is. And especially now with the cost of fuel the way it is, I guess people are sort of thinking about driving and flying distances a little differently.
Well, now, is Judy still doing the coordination?
Absolutely. Judy Sparks is our fly-in manager, as she has been since day one. And we have Judy Pastuchik, who's another Judy, and she's the volunteer coordinator. And both are just absolutely wonderful in all that they do, which is a tremendous lot of work, especially now as we accelerate to very close to the event.
Well, Judy Patusik's number is listed as a contact point on the website. We'll make sure her email is available for people who are catching this this Aerocast as well. And we should point out that volunteers to the event receive free admission, lunch each day, dinner Saturday evening, and a special parking area. So they're obviously very well taken care of.
Yes, and we are very happy to do that. And if you go on the website, you can see a drawing. It shows a layout of the field, so you know where things are going to be. And just keep checking on the website, because we're updating it almost daily with new ideas and new ways to say things, as well as some changes that we sort of, again, as you might expect for a new venue, we are deciding better ways to do it. And especially look at what the fly-in approach, suggested approaches are for both general aviation aircraft and ultralights. We have quite a detailed, with photographs, section on the site so that you can come in and line up and be safe with the quantity of aircraft that we expect.
Well, now, this is going to be a great airport to hold a fly-in. You've got, I noticed that the two paved strips are 4,700 and 5,000 feet, but there's also a 2,000-foot grass strip, so all the tailwheel folks will be happy.
Right. Now, we're only going to have one of the hard surface or the paved, only 422 will be open. The other one, we have enough, it's not a towered field, and so we're doing a single runway, depending on the wind, which way. But the grass part is there, especially for ultralights or even light sport or whoever wants to use that sort of instead of the hard surface. So you do have a choice, which is good.
And you've got electricity for both the vendors and any RV campers who show up. Is that a feature you did not have at the old location?
That is correct. That's part of the benefits down here. And we're working that out. And of course, as far as vendors go, they have to specify that when they sign up, and people have been doing that. And the RV campers, there is limited number of hookups, but it's sort of first come, first serve.
All right, you've got vendors, food vendors on the field for people who want to eat, and for those of us who don't like to have bratwurst for breakfast, you've also got a pancake breakfast going on both days.
Absolutely, that's been a really popular thing since day one, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We have the pancake breakfast, and it's definitely get in early and take advantage of that, and then you'll have time to see all these airplanes and go to the forums. We have a great forum list this year, both Saturday and Sunday. And a couple of workshops, and one workshop we've never had, and that's an engine overhaul workshop. A fellow named Don Bennett of DB Aerotech is going to be there taking an O200 engine completely apart and putting it together with help from whoever shows up. So if you've never seen that done, it's something new for us.
All right. Now, there are a couple of other really interesting features here. The Virginia Aviation Ambassadors Program, we've reported on at AeroNews before. This involves getting a passport from the State Aviation Department, which when you visited all the state's public use airports, some of the museums, and attended one or more safety seminars, you fill up your passport book and you can turn it in for really nice prizes. And there's a couple of ways that this event would qualify people to fill in those spaces.
Yeah, sure is. The passport program, which sort of hit a little bit of a hiccup earlier, but now is back into full swing with the type of prizes that you can win by completing your book. You can take one of these safety seminars each day. The FAA is putting those on, and those are officially recognized as usable for the passport. And you also will get a stamp for being at the airport itself, because if you've never been to Suffolk, then that's a square that you need and a page that you need to complete. So both of those stamps will be available.
All right. I guess we left out the best part, perhaps, especially for people with big old airplanes that use a lot of gas. That's a consideration, obviously, with where prices have gone. But Kent Marshall, the manager of the Suffolk Airport, is offering a discount on fuel over the weekend.
Yes, he is. We were really excited about that because we've never had that before. He's another example of how absolutely supportive he's been in an unbelievable number of ways. But he's offering a 15-cent a gallon discount on all three types of fuel that he offers, and that's Jet A, 100 low lead, and self-service autogas. Right now, that means 100 low lead will be $4.57 a gallon. But he does say that in case that should be the case, unless he has to buy another tanker load of 100 low lead before the event. Of course, he has no control over how much he's going to pay for that. But still, it'll be a 15-cent discount. And when you arrive, one of the things you do when you register your airplane, we want everybody to register so we know where these airplanes came from. It's really wonderful to see so many that do show up. Then you can ask for a prop card and then specify the 100 low lead or Jet A you want. And then if you want autogas, then that for that you will be allowed to taxi to the self-service pumps.
Okay, well, I know that you say it's a great way to support your event. I have to observe that in too many cases when small airports, especially municipal-owned small airports, see an event coming, they figure they've got a captive audience. And I've seen 100 low-lead prices up around $7 a gallon in some places. It's nice to see somebody working in the other way to try to make the event a success.
Yeah, and that's another example. I just can't repeat often enough how both Kent Marshall and the Lynette White, who's the head of the Department of Tourism for the city of Suffolk, and others in the Suffolk administration are just absolutely just going as doing things that we just can't believe. It's really very gratifying, and this will show up and making it a better fly-in for everybody.
Well, Dee, we wish you all the best. Again, it's June 14th and 15th. Ticket prices are $15 for adults. And that's 14 or older. 13 and under are free, and EAA members and active or retired military with ID get in for $10. We wish you a great event, Dee, and we'll be checking back to see how it went.
Great. Be glad to report on that, and we're looking for good weather.
Dee Whittington is the public relations chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight that's coming up Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday, at the Suffolk Executive Airport in Virginia. If you'd like more details, you can go to the website at www.virginiaflyin.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.